You know, Christianity, be a Christian means to be Christ-like. He said, the works I did, you shall do. And greater works than this, because I go to the Father. Who is that person that was in the burning bush? And his revelation or manifestation caused fire to have no effect on men. Yet the fire killed the men that threw them to let you know it's fire. And burnt the rope that tied them to let you know that it's still burning. But turned the normal men. The worst thing is that when they came out of the fire, they went to smell their clothes, to smell their flesh, to see if there is a smell that they were. There was no smell. Of course, instead they were smelling perfume. They were smelling El Shaddai perfume, you know. Because this presence of God also has an aroma. If you are here, you are thinking, ah, nobody will marry me. Nobody. Like Sarah. Maybe even if they pray for you, say, let them just pray. All this prayer. The other man prayed. The other one prayed. Everybody has prayed for me. What is all this? What you need is a revelation of Jesus Christ. The problem with, the only challenge I have found with Christianity is that nothing in Christianity works without revelation. Because everything is obtained by faith. But the only substance that creates faith is revelation. Where you don't have revelation, you don't have possession. Where you don't have revelation, you don't have manifestation. Where you don't have revelation, you will have to keep depending on others. That's the only thing. But God made it that way. Because if he didn't make it that way, then both the children of this world, you know, they will go over there, take over everything again, and leave the poor, poor. Christianity is not where you come. You have to get a revelation to gain access. They will just buy up everything. And then you won't be saved. You can't be healed. They will buy eternal life. It will be personal property. They will buy divine healing because nobody wants to die. It will become their personal property. Then they can decide to be selling it to you. Okay, divine healing for the coming month of July. Everybody start applying. We're only giving to 20 million Nigerians. Just look at the few things God created that man has gained control over. If man finds a winner, they will start selling air. Because you know they are selling water now. And people are making millions from water. Look at a wave that God created, free wave. He's not charging the communication airline. But when they want to help you, send a message to your friend. Just a few minutes, he has burnt. Buy another one. The recharge. What if God puts oxygen on recharge basis? You know how many people will be dying per second? What if he puts life? Life, okay. I have given you life. You came out of your mother's womb. But for now, baby, parents have to be recharging per second, per second, per second, billion, per second. Revelation chapter 1. And you know, in case maybe in your head you are wondering, this has to be God the Father that was that man that was appearing on Mount Sinai. What is Pastor saying? That's God now. That is God the Father. The man said with his mouth, you cannot see me and live. So let me show you that they actually saw him. More people after Moses saw him and they didn't die. So what are you saying? Exodus chapter 24. Look at it. Look at it. Just before I seen it. Exodus chapter 24. Who is the person that the Jewish peoples, who did they see? Who is this man that the elders of Israel saw? Exodus 24. Verse 9. Look at this. This is the burning bush. Then went up Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu. Now, these four men, 1, 2, 3, 4, plus the 70 elders of Israel, 74 people. There are 74 now. Then they went up, verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved walk of sapphire stone. and as it were the body of heaven in clearness. So they saw. The other time Moses was looking at the back. Now 74 people are looking at God and they are describing his feet. Turn to John 5. Verse 37. Turn to it again. The Father himself that has sent me has borne witness with me. Ye have never heard his voice nor seen his shape. One translation says, seeing his form. So what are you saying, leg? What are you saying, back? Who is the person that they saw? Now, let me make it clear. There is one person in the Trinity that has been the one with the mandate to reveal the Godhead. From creation, when man was shaped from the soil, and they said, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. When Adam opened his eyes, the person he saw was the second person of the Trinity. It has been that person that has been the express image of the invisible God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Colossians chapter 1. Verse 15. Colossians chapter 1. That is talking about Jesus. He said, who is the image of the invisible God? Anytime God has taken form and made himself known, this is the man. The image. Okay, for you to get the idea that I hope you know, if you read verse 14, you see, in whom we have redemption. This one that is our Savior. Is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature before anything existed. For by him were all things created, whether they are in heaven or they are on earth, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So this is the man that used his hand and formed Lucifer. He's one that gave him the wings and made him a cherub. He's one that put the batteries in him that made him to work. You know, this is the way we create toys. When you finish, you put battery, the toys start moving. That's how God created us. When you finish, you put breath. And he is one that knows how to remove battery. Satan said, have you come to destroy us? Before he can be destroyed. Because he's a created being. You know, they say matter cannot be destroyed. It can only be converted from one form or the other. Or energy cannot be destroyed. It can be converted from one form or the other. So, if you see it as a chemical energy, you can convert it to heat. So, God can reduce Lucifer to the basic elements he used to form him, back to atoms, back to electrons. Back to spirit elements. And that's what he did to the demons. When they rebelled, the first thing he did was he destroyed their celestial bodies. And they became disembodied spirits. That's why they are hungry for who to possess. He says, there's a man that comes in the night to sleep with me. I even have children with him. That man, in his original form, had a body. So he knows what sex is. Now he has lost his body. He can't commit sex the normal way. So he comes in the sleep to have intercourse with the spirit, your own spirit being. Because it's not your physical body. That one that is called lying spirit used to be a liar. He had mouth. Now he still says still a being, but he has lost his body. So he tried to possess another person and be using his mouth to do all the lying. When an evil spirit takes a person, they make the person what they are. Because they use the person to start reliving the life they used to know that they have lost. It's like a man that is dead, he's lost his body, he's a ghost. I walked into this place in the US, in New York, a kind of a museum where they display human bodies, different, and they've done it so well, it doesn't smell. Dry cadaver. So they open the chest, open it this way, leave the person. And then, you know, different types. They open different sections so you can look at the different organs. And I was looking at one, I said, look at the eyes. The man was still looking at me. But he just keeps his eyes in that position. Everything is intact. I said, look at this house. The occupant has gone. But this is somebody's house before. You see, none of you have seen me before. Which of you have seen me? Let me see your hand. None of you have seen me. All you've been doing is looking at my house. But I'm here talking to you. I'm here. I'm inside this house. And I'm talking to you. But you have not seen me. And that is exactly the confusion Satan had. That's the confusion the Jews had. Because when their covenant friend, covenant God that redeemed them, decided to come to be with them, none of them recognized him. They saw the body that was a Jewish body because he was born of a man. And they did not know him. And many Christians only see Jesus in the four Gospels. The man of Galilee. You will not be able to do exploits because you are limited by the same thing that limited the apostles. You see, Jesus has existed in three dimensions. He has existed in the past as God in eternity past. Then he came in time and became a man. When he finished, in John 17, he said, Father, glorify me with the glory which I had with thee before the world began, before the foundation. Now, but you can see it. He's the one that made principalities and powers. He's the one that made everything, angels. He's this man. He's the one that shaped Adam's body. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Without him was not anything made that was made. He was one that created everything. The Father in the Trinity decides what needs to be done. It's always the second person that executes. But whenever they need ability, their power by which they do anything they do, it's the third person that supplies. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, he's the one that made all the angels. He's the one that shaped Lucifer. Now, you don't talk about Jesus and Satan fighting. There is no fight. I said there is no fight. If a policeman arrests IG, he knows that he's finished. Even if the man was a mufti, that guy can't go home like that. He will have had attack. Even if he calls and says, I'm forgiving you, he will still have had attack. Now, I want you to know who you are serving. I want you to know who sent you. All these demon imports. God brought me here so that every demon, every whatever will be reduced under your feet. By revelation. No talk. Can you see? He made everything. And all things were created by him. And what? For him. For him. That's why I send Satan on errand and he runs. That when bad job needs to be done, some people need to be slapped. Some of these demons will cast away, order them to. Anyway, verse 17. He is before all things, and by him what? Now, so spirit beings, for example, the ones you call invisible, like your human spirit, what is the material that was used to make it? They didn't use calcium or sand or whatever. They used spirit material that God brought out for himself. So Job was saying, he said, the day the man decided to draw back all his spirit, he said, all flesh will just perish. He just said, sanction power. I want all the atom, spirit, atom, everything back. Satan ceases to exist. No, you think he cannot be destroyed? He said, have you come to destroy us? But God wants him to suffer for what he did. So he's going to keep him in eternity to pay for it. In him, by him all things consist. And he is the head of the church. Now you need to know who covers you. He's the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things he might what? Have preeminence. Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should what? All fullness dwell. Turn to chapter 2 of it. Verse 9 and 10. Turn to chapter 2 of it. I want them to see that part. Turn to chapter 2 of Colossians. Verse 9 and 10. Turn to it. In whom? In him. All fullness dwells in him. So anything you're looking for in God is in him. But look at this. He said in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead. What? This is the one that has been manifesting God. Everybody saying they saw God. They saw. This is it. But he didn't just say that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. Look at what he said in verse 10. And ye are what? Complete in him who is the head of principalities and powers. So if witches are to hold a meeting and I decide that the meeting will not hold, it will not hold. You know why? The head has overruled. I said the head of principalities has overruled. Now, the revelation of Jesus gives you the key to decree and overrule anything and it stands. That's what he was telling Peter. That this revelation has conferred on you a key that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound on earth. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loose. Don't let a witch threaten you. And the Bible said there is such a gap between him and those ones. Because where he exists is far above. You know, from tomorrow night, we're going to collect back properties. Anything that has been stolen. Stolen husbands, stolen finances, stolen businesses, stolen vision. We are going to order. We are going to operate the power of the I am here. And you will see Christianity works faster than magic. The way God is complete in Christ, that's how you are complete in him. Now you can understand what it means by greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to understand what you are carrying. You are carrying the fullness of the Godhead. You see, the fullness of Godhead is in Christ, and it is Christ. That's what believers need to begin to understand, spirit possession. When somebody tells you I'm possessed, tell him that you are more possessed. Who do you think you are? He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's no longer I that liveth. It's Christ that lives within me. Revelation chapter 1. Let's end there for tonight, you know. Revelation chapter 1.
Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that man.
Every sickness, whatever shape it might have, I command it to die a natural death in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has incurable disease or whatever form, touch your body, any part of your body. Touch any part of your body. The same power that raised Christ from the dead destroys that infirmity for your system in the name of Jesus Christ. Have your Bible open to Revelation chapter 1. Verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Who is John? One of those who went to the Mount of Transfiguration. Who is John? The closest disciple to Jesus Christ while he was on earth. This is the disciple that used to lie on the bosom of Jesus. The question is, why is it that the closest man to Jesus on earth needed a revelation of him after he rose again from the dead?
Why is it that the one, do you know that when they were sitting at the Last Supper, Jesus said, one of you shall betray me. Everybody was asking him, who is the one? Is he I? He didn't answer that question. But there was one that was lying on his bosom. They call him the disciple whom Jesus loved. He turns to the Lord and says, who is the person? Jesus said, watch. He told him personally, he said, when I dip my hand in the plate, anybody I give what I bring out is that one. He dips his hand and gives to Judas. And John was watching. Judas collected and ate. The Bible said the moment Judas ate, the devil possessed him. He said Satan entered him. He got up and left that last supper to go and conclude the deal and collect 30 sheep. Now listen, only one man sat in that table and knew what was going on. That man that knew Jesus so close, when other people ran, when he was being arrested, he was the only one that stood. Peter ran. He took off initially, but came back. When they got into the trial, where they were trying him before the Sanhedrin, John had connection to the high priest. He used his connection and entered into the trial hall. No other person. That same person did not know Jesus, because all they saw was the man Christ, the man Jesus. Because you see, after the resurrection, Jesus took back his deity as God. That nature he used to have, like when he comes down on Mount Sinai, the whole mountain is on fire. That nature he used to have that makes him walk in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. That nature he used to have that when he leads the army of Israel, the Red Sea seas and the Red Sea divides into two. That is the one that is your savior. That is the one that said, all powers in heavens and on earth has been given to me. That is the one that said, go ye therefore. That is the one that gave us his name. He said, go in my name, that no demon present or the one yet to be created that can disobey that name. Jesus is not one of the prophets. He's not a religious leader. He is the creator of this universe. Listen, go down to verse 8. Look at what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and what? Said the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. You have seen him in the middle when he was a man. You didn't look at him before he came. He didn't look at him after he came. He didn't look at him as God that created everything. He didn't look at him as God when he resurrected from the dead. All the religious leaders you are comparing with, have you seen anyone that died and rose? That's why when he rebukes the wind, the storm, can you imagine hurricane coming up? Man says stop, everywhere gets calm. He's the creator. That's why when he steps on the water and he's walking on water, that's why when he takes wine, ordinary water, and says pour it in the pot, he said take it up and go and give them to drink it, and they brought it as his wine. He's one that created all of them, all the liquids. He said who, which is, which was, and which is to come. You know which is his earthly path. You didn't know his existence in eternity past. You didn't know his existence in eternity future. The revelation of the humanity of Christ is the reason why you are weak. You need to know his deity. That's why Paul began to say, for now I know no man after the flesh. He said, because I used to know Jesus in the flesh. Paul was alive when Jesus was crucified, though. He was a Pharisee. He didn't think there was anything out of him. But when the risen Christ appeared to him on the road to Damascus, according to Paul, he said, I saw a light in a bright afternoon that was stronger than the sun. The light made the sun look like a candlelight. It knocked him out and blinded him for 3 days. It took supernatural power to restore his sight. I, John, also your brother, companion in tribulation, I was in the island of Patmos, verse 10. And I was in the spirit of the Lord. Then I heard behind me a great voice like a trumpet. Yes. And saying, I am Alpha, I am Omega, first and the last. What you see, write in a book and send to the seven churches. Continue. Verse 12. And I turned to see the person that was speaking with me. When I turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Yes. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet, gathered about with pearls, with a golden girdle. Continue. And his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as flames of fire. This is not the Jesus he used to know. The Bible says he laid aside his divinity in order to take on the human form so he can come and pay the price for our redemption. Now he has taken it back. Verse 15. And his feet were fine brass, as if they were burnt in a furnace. You saw, this is the feet that the elders of Israel saw. This is what they were describing for you. You know, if you put iron, metal inside fire, if you go to goldsmith and he heats up, you know, when it becomes red hot, that color, that's the color of the feet of the one you're talking, not this your flesh. That kind of feet. If he steps on your feet, you know what happens if iron that is that hot is laid on your feet? That's his feet, like burnt in a furnace. When you burn iron hot in a furnace, his voice is at the voice of many waters. Have you seen waterfalls before? Combine about 100 waterfalls in one place and let them fall and make noise. You can even wonder, that's how his voice sounds. Verse 16. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Now let me tell you, because there's a scripture I read that was talking about how he holds the world in his hand. But now he's holding seven planets in one hand. Do you know that the sun is one of the smallest stars? How many of you can have a handshake with the sun? How many of you can stand around the sun and say, let me warm myself? Just, this is the sun, you come here, say, let me warm. And somebody collects stars that are probably bigger than the sun, seven of them, and holds them in one hand. You know, he said, out of his mouth went a two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its full strength in the afternoon. Actually, when Paul described it, he said, the light of his countenance made a mess of the sun. Do you know what the Bible said about the New Jerusalem? That there will be no need for sunlight, because once the man arrives, he returns, he becomes light for the whole planet. This is the covenant friend of the Jewish nation that brought them out of Egypt. This is the one that divided the Red Sea. This is the one that created the sea. This is the one that died for you on the cross. This is the one that rose again from the dead. What blows my mind, and this is the one that have compressed himself to live inside you, inside your body. This is what you carry to bed in the night, and you tell me a witch came to harass you in the night. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? This is the one you carried. When you are carrying Christ, you are beyond witchcraft destruction. You are beyond the destruction of a native doctor. Listen, my friend, he said your life is hid with Christ in God. This is the one you are carrying inside you. It was this revelation that changed everything. And I know that when I touch a deaf ear, it's not maybe, it has to open. And I know that when I touch that eye that is blind, it has to melt. Because all he's living inside me is to use my hands as an extension of his hands. He said, the works that I did, you shall do, and greater works than this shall you do. That's why he said, greater is he that is you than he that is in the world. Satan is not your match. It's because you don't know who you are. Lift up your hands. The prayer tonight is, Lord, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed unto his death, is by any means I might attain the resurrection of. Thank you.
you been impacted by this message, please share your experience with Pastor David Ogweli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900, 0805-315-3823.